Daf is Daf Lamed. So we got three lines, or we're going to start three lines down in Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, Emas Matzi. When should a person daven? We've been talking about Tfilas HaDerech. A person says when he's traveling on a dangerous path, we'll see in just a second when one would recite. But at what point in the Derech does a person say Tfilas HaDerech? So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Misha Shemahalech Baderech. The moment he begins to travel. So that still is unclear. So where the Rajba and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is, the Lashon they use is Misha Shehichzik Baderech, when they begin the path. So if a person's in his house, so that's not on the Derech yet, you have to start moving, it seems. The Magen Ram points out that's not really Hichzik Baderech. You have to mamish leave. You have to leave the house. Yatsu Mibesa. Let's say you pack your bags and you're out, almost at the door. That's not Hichzik Baderech. Hichzik Baderech is only when you left the house. So one of the big challenges is, if you're in the car, okay, fine, you're already traveling. But let's say you're on the plane. At what point is Hichzik Baderech? So there's a number of different opinions when you're traveling on the plane when a person should say Tfilas HaDerech. The way of a Shechta, many poskim paskim, when a person's on the runway, that's considered Hichzik Baderech. That's when many suggest to say it. Remember, growing up, it was suggested, I don't remember who said this, when you're like in the air, like, you know, before you've like peaked, that's when you should say Tfilas HaDerech. At some point, Hichzik Baderech is when a person should recite Tfilas HaDerech. So the Gemara now says, Ad Kama, how far? No, that's the Rajba's understanding. So the Gemara says, Ad Kama, how far does one have to travel to say Tfilas HaDerech? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. So what does Ad Parsa mean? So this is a very important machlokas Rishonim, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. Rashi says three lines down, Ad Parsa, Aval Lo La'acher Shalach Parsa. According to Rashi, it's within the first parsa. If you've already left a parsa from your house, that's not considered, you've already passed too much. It's too late to say Tfilas HaDerech, which is a strange thing. So look how the Bahag says. Bahag writes, Mifarish, Rashi quotes him, Ad Kama, Yivakesh Leilech Sheyitzarech Lespal Ad Parsa. Afil Ein La Leilech Ela Ad Parsa, Aval Derech Pachlis Mi Parsa Ein Tzarech Lespal Tfilazu. The Bahag's talking about what distance are you traveling? Not within the parsa. If I'm traveling a parsa or two parsas or three parsas, I would say it any point on the way, I should say it. Even if I missed it the first parsa, of course you should still say it as long as you have a parsa left to go, because it is still makom sakana. Well, Rashi says you only have a chance in the first parsa. If you miss the first parsa, it's too late. It's a very strange sheet of Rashi. So Pshat, the Achronim explain is, there's a Rashi on Amud Al, on Chav Tes Amud Al, on Beis rather, the last Rashi, he says, HaMelech Tol Rishus. The Gemara is talking about when you ask Rishus from the Melech before you leave. The nature of Tfilas HaDerech, according to Rashi, is asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is it okay if I leave? Now, you're not really asking, waiting for an answer, but it's supposed to be some type of kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm leaving, I'm asking you for a bracha that I should go. So that's Pshat in Rashi. What?
Before you buy the tickets,
exactly. But if it's a parsa, but once you've left the parsa, you've already left without asking Rishus anymore. It's too late at that point to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rishus. But according to the Bahag, the nature of Tfilas HaDerech is to save you from a makum sakana. So as long as there's still a makum sakana along the way, then one would still have to recite Tfilas HaDerech. Gemara now says, the Heichi Matzile, in what the scenario, how should a person be standing or sitting and walking when reciting Tfilas HaDerech? So the Gemara answers, Rav Chista Amar Mu'umar, a person should be standing while reciting. And Rav Sheshes Amar Afil Mahalach, even if the guy is walking, you could still recite Tfilas HaDerech. So Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, these two Amaram who had this machlokas, were once have a Ka'azli Borcha. They were traveling. And come Rav Chista Vakamatzi, Rav Chista stood up and he recited Tfilas HaDerech. So Amar Rav Sheshes L'Shama, Rav Sheshes says to his assistant, my kavod, Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing? He's standing up to recite Tfilas HaDerech. Amar Lei, Kai Matzah, he's standing to daven, he's standing to say Tfilas HaDerech, yeah. Amar Lei, Ok Menami L'Didi, Vatzli, so I'm also going to stand, I'm going to stop pulling the wagon. I'm going to stand and say Tfilas HaDerech as well. Why? Even though Rav Sheshes himself held you out to continue to be Mahalich while saying Tfilas HaDerech, he felt it's appropriate, Mehiyos Tova El Tik Tikari Ra. If your Chaver is doing something, you don't want to be different than him. So if Rav Chista is stopping, I should do like he says and stand. Even though I say you're allowed to even walk into Tfilas HaDerech, he did not want to be different than his partner. So Gemara now asks a question. Ma'ika Bein Havinenu, the Tfilas Ketzara. We've seen throughout the Masechta, Tfilas Ketzara and Havinenu, these two different Tfilas. Havinenu, we saw in Daf Chavtes, which is a short, abridged type of Shemoneh Esrei, and versus Tfilas Ketzara, we mentioned as well. So what's the difference? So before getting into the answer of the Gemara, Tosos says the difference is clear. Ma'ika Bein Havinenu, the Tfilas Ketzara, asks Tosos, Tema. There's a big difference. The Tefillah Katara ain't a mispalo eba makom sakana. You only say a Tefillah Katara if you're in a makom sakana. You have to say a quick Tefillah to get out of there. V'havinenu mispalo afilo shalom makom sakana. You could recite Havinenu even when you're not in a makom sakana. So that's a very, very big difference. V'yeshlomer dehachi kabayit. This was the question of the Gemara. My binayu kol echa bimkomo. Why did each one, what's the difference when each one was instituted? We know that Tefillah Katara is only b'makom sakana. And we know Havinenu was established even shelo b'makom sakana. But in those different scenarios, what is the differences? So the Gemara explains as follows. And this, I think will all come clear now. What is Tefillah Katara and what's Havinenu? So the Gemara says, again, Ma'ika Havinenu l'Tefillah Katara. Havinenu boy letzluye gimel kamayis of a gimel batsraisa. Havinenu, the nusach of Havinenu is where you have the first three brachas are the full three brachas like we have, and the last three brachas are the full three brachas as well. And the middle is where they have this abridged version of, it's kind of like al michya to benching. Havinenu is that same type of abridged summary of Shemoneh Esrei. V'chimatu lebeisa, when you get home, lo boy lemehadir letzluye. You don't have to repeat davening because the Havinenu served the purpose, it served the function of a tefillah. Tefillah Katara, lo bai litzluye lo gimel kamayis lo gimel basraisa. When you say Tefillah Katara, you don't say three brachas in the beginning, and you don't say three brachas at the end. V'chimatu lebeisa, when you get home after reciting a Tefillah Katara, bai lemahader litzluye. You have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei again, you were not yotzei. Tefillah Katara worked momentarily, but it didn't fulfill your obligation, you would have to repeat it when you get home. The hilchasa, the bottom line, the psak is Havinenu mu'uman, and you have to recite Havinenu when standing up because it's really a full Shemoneh Esrei. And Tefillah Katara bein mu'uman bein mahalach. You could say Tefillah Katara even while walking because it's not really a Shemoneh Esrei. It kind of just covers you until you get home to recite a full Shemoneh Esrei. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, Hayarochi v'alachamar v'chule, that the guy was riding on a donkey, so whether you have to stop in the direction you face in terms of davening. So Gemara records a very important machlokas here. Tanur Rabbanan. Hayarochi v'alachamar, a guy is riding on a donkey. V'yagiyaz man tefillah, and now it's man tefillah. Im yeshal misha yochez es chamar, if you have a guy who could hold on to your donkey, and you could get off, so yarar l'mata v'ispal, you should get off the donkey, and you should go daven. Daven like a mensch and standing up. Vimlav, if you don't have a guy who could hold on to your donkey, and if you get off the donkey, it's going to run away. So then, Yashubim Komo, you should sit on top of the Chamor, Vispalo, and daven that way. Rebbe Omer, Ben Kach, regardless of whether there's a guy to hold on to your donkey, either way, you should always Yashubim Komo, sit on the donkey, Vispalo. Why? Wait, if you have a guy holding on to your donkey, so get off for 10 minutes and daven. Because the Gemara explains, Lefisha ein daitum yushevis alav, the guy's das won't be clear. Why wasn't das be clear? Because he wants to get someplace. He's traveling. He's trying to make a meeting. He's trying to get to his house, to a hotel. So he's not going to focus, and therefore bear for him to sit and not lose those extra minutes having to get off and on the donkey.
Would this be a heter to daven when I spend an airplane?
Excellent. We're going to get to that in just a second. Very good. So Amar Rava v'Itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi halacha k'Rabbi, passing like Rabbi that a person's on a chamor, you should daven sitting on the chamor.
You said the first one was the Yigayir Lamata v'Spalo. How does that work? Tarabon, the first Tarabon.
We don't passing that way.
Why say Benkach or Benkach? That's not Benkach. It's only going to one sheet.
No, you're allowed to sit or you could stand up.
Whether somebody can hold it or not. Whether he has somebody to hold Correct. The donkey or not,
you should sit.
Still sit.
So if you look at Rashi, rather Tosis, right, Talacha Kirebi, Shelo Yara Lamata, that he says, don't go off the Chamor, Vafilu Shelo B'makom Sakana, even if there's no danger there, Vafilu B'mahalech Mispalel, Venotzarach Lahach, they're part of Kineged Yerushalayim. Even if you're traveling, you don't need to face around. Now, according to this Pshat, just for a second, in terms of your question about the airplane, so it won't be shayach for standing up. You're not losing your traveling. You're not losing time by standing up, unless you're the pilot.
Right.
But even then, it goes autopilot. So this wouldn't be a raya for the airplane, but this next sugya will.
Uh-huh.
They use this as a next.
Because
so,
it's not pleasant. To
yeah, so we'll see. Let's go through this and we'll see how it comes out.
Okay,
so Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Suma...
Exactly.
Suma umisha ena yachal lachavin is a ruchas. A suma, or one who cannot, he doesn't know, he doesn't have a compass with him, doesn't know which way to face. Yachavin libo keneged aviv shebashmai. Mentally, he should focus on a kadosh baruch hu, or the makom mikdash. Vispalu el Hashem haya el Hashem. He should daven to Hashem. Hashem's everywhere. So just have kavana for avinu shebashmai. Haya omid b'chutzlar, if he's in chutzlar, summer. He should yachavin his libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. He should face, if he's in Asia, he should face the west. If he's in America, he should face east. If he's in Africa, he should face north, and so on. So then, Shenamart, it says, V'hispalu elecha derech artzam, the derech of Eretz Yisrael. Haya omid be'Eretz Yisrael, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, yichavnish libo k'neged Yushalayim. Shenamar v'hispalu el Hashem derech ha'ir, asher b'charta, so focus on the city. Haya omid b'Yushalayim, if he's in Yushalayim, yichavnish libo k'neged beis ha'migdash, shenamar v'hispalu el ha'bayis hazeh. Haya omid be'beis ha'migdash, if he's in beis ha'migdash, he should yichavn es libo k'neged beis kachik kadashim, shenamar v'hispalu el ha'makum hazeh, to the very place of the kachik kadashim. Which of course only referring to the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, Yechavnish Libo Keneged Beis HaKapores, he should focus on the Beis HaKapores. Hayomid Achor Beis HaKapores, if he's behind the Beis HaKapores, behind the Kohen Kadashim, Yira Atzmo, he should envision himself, Kilu, Lifnei HaKapores, as if he's in front of the Kapores. Nimsa comes out, Omri b'mezrach machzir panel l'marav, if you're in the east, you face the west. B'marav machzir panel l'mizrach, b'dorm machzir panel l'tzafon, b'tzafon machzir panel l'darom. Okay, we know the direction you're in, you just face that direction of Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim. Nimsu kol yisom mechavnes libam l'mokum echad. Turns out every member of Klai Yisrael davening throughout the world are all focusing to one place. So Amr Rabbi Abba Navi, Tamer Rabbi Avina, Micro, what's a pasuk that highlights the point that everyone's mechavin to the very same makom? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk that says, "Kimigdal David tzavarecha banoi l'talpios tal shekol pios ponimbo." That the mountain, a mound, a hill that everyone, all corners of the world are facing towards. So this is the raya. So in terms of the airplane, it's really the next price. So that talks about the airplane. Well, we can relate to the airplane at least. Avu the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, the Levi. When they want to go travel, they go ahead and daven. Now, as Rashi point out, there's machlokes Rashi Tosos here. What point they would daven? Look at Tosos, Abu the Shmuel, the Levi, have a mekadme, matzah. They would daven before traveling. Perish Rashi, kodem amen ashach, before amen ashach, which is really too early to daven. So, but that's if they're traveling, that's shas adachach. You could daven so early. Tosos takes issue with this, and Tosos writes, v'lo nira. Dim kain lo hayu yotzim bil klal. Da'adayin eino yom. That's still nighttime before alos ha-shachar. So Rabbeinu Tam says, dimishalu min ha-shachar kamar after min ha-shachar havi mekadmi kodum min ha-chamim. They daven before neit, after alos. But before alos, you can't daven. So that's an interesting machlokas Rashi Tosos b'shas ha-tachak, whether one could daven before alos or not. So back to the Gemara now. So what happened was, Avu the Shmuel and Levi were traveling, and again, ki hava bar l'meipik l'orach, they wanted to go traveling to whatever they're traveling to. Having the Kadmi Matzah, they daven before traveling. V'chi have a mat, daven just Shmona Esrei alone, just Shmona Esrei. V'chi have a mat, Zman Kriyashma Karu. And when Zman Shema would come, they would daven sitting down while they're traveling. Come on. Ki Aitana, who they hold like the following Tana, the Tanya. Hishkim Matzah, it's La Derech, Mavin Lo Shofar, V'tukei Lulav, Menanea, Megillah V'kareba. If you're traveling, you should, before traveling, blow Shofar, you know, Lulav, read the Megillah. When Shema comes, Kare, you should recite Shema at that point. Hishkim leishe b'karon obesvina mispalo uchshiagiyazman kriyashma Kare. If you go up early to travel on a wagon or boat of some sort, so you should daven beforehand, and then you should say Shema later on. So that's pshat. You should daven Shmoneh Esrei first, and then Shema later on. That's the Tanakama. Comes along Rashba. You should daven Shema and Shemoneh Esrei later, together, not davening early. Why should you daven them both later on? Because how do you say Shemoneh Esrei in the morning and then Shema later on? What about Smucha Gula Tefillah? We've been learning so much about this, so therefore better to wait later on. Okay, so what's the machlokas? So the Gemara says, better to, if you have the option of either davening Shemoneh Esrei standing up at home, because if I'm traveling, I can't stand up during Shemoneh Esrei. So is it better for me to daven standing up at home and not be somech gula tefillah? Or is it better for me to somech gula tefillah even though it means I need to sit down? So one opinion felt, it's better to daven savar tefillah mumar adif. Umar savar misamech gula tefillah adif. Better to be somech gula tefillah even though that means sitting down. So Rashi points out, why is it so important to stand up? So Rashi says, tefillah mumar adif sheyachol l'chav nizliba. But when you stand up, you can pay attention much more than when sitting down. Lefikach, hayu makdimim lispala mu'umar. They would daven earlier so they could stand up, bebesam, in the house. Shlo yitztarchu lispala bederach b'mahalik. So they don't have to daven while actually traveling. So how do we paskin lemaisa? What does it mean for an airplane? So Shulchan Aruch brings down that it's better to daven standing up to daven earlier. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But even though the Shulchan Aruch says that, the Mishnah Berurah says the Minhag Olam is not that way, and people like to be somewhat gulo tefillah, and they daven next to Shema while traveling, which means you're allowed to sit during Shemoneh Esrei. So when it comes to an airplane, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe both write, better to sit down than to stand up, because when you stand up in the back, you're interrupting others. Others are interrupting you. There's no kavana there. You have much more kavana sitting down. The whole point is to have kavana. So sitting down in your seat is much better. But the Ramosha writes, when it comes to bowing down, you should kind of stand up if possible, if you're not too tall, and bow to stand and bow up. But other than that, you could sit down. Rav Chaim Kineski has an amazing psak. So if you're, let's say, on a bus and you're davening the bus sitting down, and it gets to your bus stop, could you get off in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? And he says you're allowed to. You're davening Shemoneh Esrei in the bus, or you're davening Shemoneh Esrei that's on an airplane, and it comes the time to get off, you are allowed to get off because you could daven even b'mahalich if you wanted to. Now that's not ideal. If we're in shul, you can't do that. But if you're traveling b'derech, you could daven b'mahalich if you have no other choice. Actually, they have on the All Daf app, the OU, they have like these Daf and Practice. So this week I'm giving the week of Daf and Practice. So that was today's little thing. You don't have to listen to it. So that was necessary. Okay. So,
okay.
I'll share it tomorrow also during the Daf Yom. No, actually, I'm not here tomorrow. Adam's here tomorrow, but
it's very hard to concentrate. Yeah, standing on the plane.
Yeah, you should sit.
Yeah, it's just
okay. The new.
You can daven Shmoneh Esrei earlier. He says
you can, but the Minhag Olam is not to. But you can. The Pesach Shulchan Aruch said daven earlier.
Well, is it better to do to say Shema not optimal time to say Shema is right before Nates? That's right, but. Can you say Shema?
Let's talk after. I'm not sure. Okay. So I think Gemara says Marema Marzutra Havi Mechanfe Beasara B'Shabasa Diragla Umatzle. So on the Shabbos of the Rega, which was the Shabbos of Shabbos Shuva or Shabbos Hagadah, with a big Joshua before, and they go give a Joshua. They gather 10 people before they give the Joshua. They daven like a small little minion. But Havi Nafki Lepirka. Then they go out to give the Shir. Rav Ashi Matzle Bahadei Tzibur B'Yachid Miyushava. So he would daven, he wouldn't daven earlier, he would daven with a tzibur, but he would daven by a bichida sitting down. So he didn't want to daven earlier. So if you, and kiyava asli lebeis, when he got home, hadar matzah mumah, then he'd stand up davening. So just look at Rashi, what's going on here. Rashi writes, b'shabasa diragla, shilfnei pesach v'atzeres v'sukis, umaremar be'iro, umar zutra be'iro hayu hadarshanim. They were the rav. Shachris hayu ahama holchim lebeis ha-medrash. They go to the base medrash, shachris, to hear the drasha. The tzibur would say Shema when it came Zman. In the middle of the drasha, they'd take a 3-minute pause and say Shema. Vadarshan, Dorish, and he continued to darshan. Va'am, Nishmatim, Mispalin, and then like one by one, they would like kind of sneak out of the back, and Mispalin, Ish Lavado, they dam Yechidis, not to hear the shir. It's a very strange setup. The Imamish had a drasha during Zman Tevila. But that's what was done. Lechach, so the Darshanim wanted to daven b'tzibur, so they'd get an early minyan of asikim minyan before they go to shul. They get the minyan, then they go give a drasha in shul. The sheyelchol beis hamedrash v'korin kriyashma u'mispalin b'smicha gulot tefila. The other after they daven a full davening, other nafki lepirka v'darshim. That's what the practice was for Maremar and Marzutra. Rav Ashi Rashi explains. Rav Ashi haya Rosh Hashiva b'masa machse v'darish. He was the Rosh Hashiva there. He wouldn't daven before the base medrash. Ella kishmagiyas man kriyashma lochesh harbe yachad the maturgamon haomer lefanim. He'd whisper to the maturgamon. Remember, he would like say something like a sentence, and then maturgamon would like announce it to the whole tzibur for them to hear. So he would have like a long, now this was like a 3-minute whisper to the maturgamon, but really he was saying shema that whole time. And 3 minutes later, the maturgamon would say like a couple of words. That's how he would do this. Okay, interesting practice. Certainly wouldn't fly nowadays. So the Gemara then says, Amri le Rabbanan v'laved mar k'maremar marzutra. Why doesn't Rav Ashi follow practice of maremar marzutra and daven b'tzibur before the drasha? Why does he have to say Shema during the drasha in such a way? So Amri lehu, t'richa l'milsa. It's a big t'richa to gather 10 people early before the drasha. So la'avad mar k'avu d'shmo v'levi. So why don't you do what they did and at least daven by yourself, be yechidus, before you're going out to give the drasha? I never saw an old rabbi do this, meaning this wasn't our practice. I never found someone who did this, so therefore he felt that the correct practice was to whisper Shema to the maturgamon. Okay, the new Mishnah tells in the bottom here, in Laman Amal Aleph here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer ein tefilas hamusafin, ela b'chaver ir. That you only say musaf b'chaver ir. What chaver ir means in the context of a tzibur in a city, but not b'yechidus. Chamim omrim bechaver ir shel bechaver ir. No, you could say with the tibur, and you could say most of even biyachidus. There's no difference whether you're part of the tibur or not. And comes along with Yehuda, who sounds like the Tanakam at first, at least, or Yehuda omer mishmo komakum sheyesh shem chasham chaver ir yachid poter mitzvahs musafim. Whenever there's a chaver ir, so then you don't have to daven biyachidus because you're yotze with the tibur, even though you're not davening. So it sounds like that there's only a relevant the Musaf in the context of a Chavir, which is like what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tana Kama. They both say there's only a Chiv Musaf when there's a Chavir, when there's a Tibur. When there's no Tibur, there's no Chiv. So Ikabanad, the Gemara says, the Nafkamina between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Yochid Shelo B'Chavir Yir. If you have a Yochid who's not in a Tibur, so then according to Tana Kama, Savar Pater. He doesn't say Shmon Esrei. He doesn't say Musaf according to the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Chayiv, he's Chayiv. He's chayiv biyachidus. The difference Rabbi Yehuda said is that if he's in a tzibur, but he's not davening the minyan, he's pater from musaf. But he's not in a place of a tzibur, he's not a place of a minyan, then he would have to say it biyachidus. So Amar Rav Huna bar Chinina, Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shamar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's how he paskin. The last opinion that you're pater from musaf if you are in a tzibur, but if you're not in a tzibur, you have to say biyachidus. Comes along Amalei Rav Chiya bar Avin, Shapir Kamris, correct that you say. Damar Shmuel, Miyamai lo matzlina tzlusa de musaf miyachin. Never did I ever dive musaf biyachidus. You have to be in a chavir. Binaharda, in the harda, libar miyahi yom, except for that one day. The asa pumusa de malkalamasa, that the soldiers, the legions came from the king. And v'itridu rabbanan v'lotzalu, and they were disrupting the rabbanan, no one had a chance to daven. V'tzalili b'yachid, and then I daven yachidis. V'have a yachid shol b'chavir. That was a yachid davening when no tzibur was davening. So that's like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Yasir Rabbi Chanina Kara, he was called Kari, he's called a Baal Kari. Kamei the Rabbi Yanai, he was sitting and standing in front of Rabbi Yanai. V'yasir v'kamer, he was sitting and saying, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shamar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That if there is no tzibur, then yachid still says Shmon Esrei Musaf. So Amar Lei, poke kra, kracha lebra, go out and make this announcement. And Dein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, shamar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Go announce that this is not the correct halacha. We don't paskin this way. We paskin like the shita of the chachamim that you should always say Musaf, whether you're in the chavir, whether you're not in the chavir, a yachid always must recite Musaf.
So, isn't it strange, Lashon, where it says patur? I mean, when it says what's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? Yachid patur mitfilat Musaf. It's like
he is patur. If he's in a sibor,
meaning if he's in a situation where he can't do it,
he doesn't do it. If he doesn't
because
do it, but
because if he can actually go to Minyan, he's not Pater, he's just over.
Right.
Over
but if he did it, if he did not daven Betzibor, he doesn't say
Pater
over. Right. So then the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Reisias Rabbi Yana, I did tali v'hadat tali. I once saw the Rabbi Yanai daven and then daven the second time. What does that mean? It must be he was davening Shachar, and then Musaf. When else do you daven back to back Tfilos? So it must be we see that he passed like Chachamim that a Yochid does daven Tfilos Musaf. So Amar Le Rabbi Yirmi Le Rabbi Zeira V'Dilma Meikara Lo Kivan Daito L'Sof Kivan Daito. Maybe daven twice because his first one Esrei didn't have Kavana, so he had to daven a second time. The Gemara finds it very hard to believe. Amar Le Chazi Man Gaver Rabba De Kamasadi Le Alei. Did you see Adam Chashev who was going to testify that Rabbi Yana didn't have proper kavana the first time? That you're choshed him that he had to repeat it a second time for that reason? So therefore it was most likely he davened two tefillas shachar and musaf. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Avagav the Havilei Tleisa Beknishta Beteveria. Even though there are 13 different shuls in Tveria, which sounds like a lot, I was just told on Shabbos and Lakewood there are 350 shuls in Lakewood. That's crazy. So these are 13 shuls. That's a small community, I guess. So there are 13 shuls in Tveria. Lahava matzle ele bene amuda hechadave garzi. They would just daven where they learned, even though there is no tzibur. They felt it was more important to daven next to the adjacent to the place where you learned, and the yechidus and b'makom limud is greater than makom tzibur in the base kinesis. Itmar Rav Yitzchak bar Abdimi mishum Rabbi Rebbeinu Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda Shemar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. That's how he says to paskin in the end of the day. But we paskin based on Chachamim that a yachid always davens tefilas Musaf. Gemara now says that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Tali v'hadit Tali. He was once davening and davened the second time. So the Gemara says Amar Le Rabbi Zera Man Taima Avin Mar Hachi. Why are you davening twice? Elaim, if it's because Mishum de lo kivin maradaita, you didn't have kavan the first time you davened. V'hamer Rabbi Elazar liolam yamid adam es asma. A person should always, assess himself. Im yachal lechavenis libo, he's pal. If he's able to have proper kavanah for the next, 8 minutes to daven shmeres, he should daven. Vim lavim he can't, al he's palel. So certainly, I assume that you had proper kavanah before davening. You know this halacha. So you're not repeating shmeres because you didn't have incorrect kavanah. Ella de lo adker madresh yarchim. Maybe you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Yalav Yavav Rosh Chodesh, and that's why you're repeating it. V'hatanya, doesn't the Brisa teach us? Tov lo hiskir shorosh chodesh. If you don't mention Yalav Yavav and Shmoneh Esrei, betfilas arvis, eino machzir. And also, you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei in Maariv. Bifnei sheyachol omer b'shachar. So you could say it in Shachar. You get it as long as you say it once on Rosh Chodesh, you're fine. And if Shachar, we didn't say it in Shachar, eino machzir. So we don't repeat it Shachar. Bifnei sheyachol omer b'musafim. You say it in Musaf. And b'musafim, you don't say Rosh Chodesh musafim. Ein machzir, and also you don't repeat it either. Bifnei sheyachol omer b'mincha, you still have mincha, you still have a chance. So Amar Le, so he says back, Lav Itmar La, that was not said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but Tzibur Shanum. That din, when the Shliach Tzibur, if you missed it during Shacharis, so then you could hear it, you could chop it during Chazar Sashat of the Shliach Tzibur. But a guy davens B'yachidis, so if you didn't mention Yalav Yavon, there's no Tzibur, no Shliach Tzibur repeating it, then you certainly will have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And we paskin nowadays, even if you're davening the tzibur and you forget Yalav Yavo, one would have to repeat it, except for Maariv. So the Gemara then says, Kama, so how much, is there Rashi here? No, we'll see that in a second. The Gemara is going to talk about Maariv in just a moment. So the Gemara now says, Kama Yishe ben Tfilo Tfilo. How much should a person wait in between davening two different tfilas? So this is referring to either davening between Shacharis and Musaf, or in terms of Tashlumim. If a person needs to daven Tashlumim, he needs to pause just for a few moments before reciting the second Shmoneh Esrei. But they do have to be next to each other. You can't daven Tashlumim, you can't daven Shacharis at 8 a.m., then Tashlumim at 10 a.m. The Tashlum has to piggyback off of the initial davening that you're davening, but there needs to be a few moments of a pause. So Kama Yishe, how much should a person pause? Ben Tfilo Tfila, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Chadamar, Kedei Shetischonen Daitu Olav, so his das could be a little bit clear. It's hard to daven two Shmoneh Esreis. I don't like davening like Mincha Maariv back to back. To do two Shmoneh Esreis in a row is a lot. So it's a hard thing. So make sure your das is clear. Okay, I'm ready to do this again. One more marathon. So then that's the first opinion. The Chadamar, Kedei Shetischol Daitu Olav, so his das could be chol, could be clean. So Rashi points out, there's no machlokas here. If you look at Rashi, that shetischolel, lashon chiloi, v'hihi. It's the same exact thing as tischonen, ela, belishna ba'al mapliga. They're arguing which language to use, but these two words are synonymous with each other. There's no difference, no nafkamina. So the Gemara says, so what's machlokas, which word you use? So the Gemara says, man damar, kidei shetischonen data olav, dichsev beisen apasik and dvarim, veschanan el Hashem, reidavent Hashem. So that's parsha veschanan. So that's the Indian of Tischonin. Uman damar kadesha tischol el daito lava, dichsiv, it says, vayichal Moshe, that's the lesson of Tfila as well. So, clarity of das. So there's no machlokas, it's just depending on which word you prefer. So the Gemara says, finishing off the parak here, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav, Tavlo Hizkir Shah Rosh Chodesh. If one makes a mistake and doesn't recite Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh Mariva, Arvis Ein Machshin, also we don't make him repeat it, the fish Ein Bezdin Mekachin Shah Chodesh Ela Bayom. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, we only allow the new month, the Rosh Chodesh, to begin during the daytime, not at nighttime. So even though we know based on the Cheshbon, based on the calendar and the calculations of nighttime, it's already Rosh Chodesh, since it's all modeled after the Bezdin of accepting Kiddush HaChodesh, if you don't say Yalav Yavah Belayla, you don't have to repeat it Belayla. You shouldn't repeat it. So Amar HaMeimar Mistavra Milsa Derav Rav makes sense only in the case of B'Chodesh Malay. So what's the difference between a full month? A full month is a 30-day month, and a half, a chaser is a 29-day month. So Rashi says, b'chodesh malei, kishachodesh she'aver malei, osim rosh chodesh beiz yamim. When the previous month is a full month, which means a 30-day month, you make two rosh chodeshim, day 30, and day 1 of the next month is a 2-day rosh chodesh. In that case, the reason why you don't have to repeat at nighttime is because Hilchach Yachal Omer Lamachar. You could say it the next day, the Arvis Shomachar Rosh Chodesh Gamar Yosim and Arisham. You'll say it then tomorrow night's Marv. It's better. It's more of a Rosh Chodesh than tonight's Marv. That's the first, that's the Havamina. And the Gemara responds back and says, no. Amalei Rav Ashila Meimar, Michti Rav Taimukamar, Rav made sense. How Mali, But in the end of the day, Mali, Chaser, Mali, Mali, in the end of the day, we're never Makadish the Rosh Chodesh in Laila. Whether it's a full month, whether it's a Chaser month, we never Makadish Balaila, and therefore, Ela Lo Shana, there is no difference. If a person forgets the Yalav Yavo, Balaila, B'mariv, you do not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Hadron Allah, Tfilas Hashach. The new parak begins, the parak Hamishi, as follows. Ein Omdin L'Hispalo Ela Mitoch Kovid Rosh, a person only could enter into Trila with Kovid Rosh, with Hachna Rashes, with humility. So Chasidim Rishonim, the earlier, the great Chasidim of earlier, Hayu Shoen Sha'achas Umispalim, Kadeshi Chavnu Libam Lavim Shubashamayim, they would wait an hour or a few moments, whatever the time period is, before davening, in order to have their mind clear. That's in order to have Kovid Rosh.
Is this from the Til Shemoneh Esrei, or meaning, did you take it, because I was thinking about that, did you take it an hour before, meaning if
No, before Pesukim, before everything's there, yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah. Afilu ha-melech shel b'shlomo. Even if a king comes over to greet you, lo yashivenu, you should not respond to him during Shemoneh Esrei. V'afilu nachash karach al ekva. Even if you have a snake crawling up your leg, lo yafsig, one should not interrupt either. So menach ha-nemila, how do you know that a person has to enter into tefillah b'makom b'toch kovod rosh? So Amar Blazar, Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, with regards to Chana, we learn many halachas from Chana. We're going to learn, I think, Daf Lamed Aleph tomorrow. More halachas from her, but it says Amar Belazar Damar Kra. The pasuk says by Chana Vihi Maras Nefesh. She was Maras Nefesh. She was very bitter, but it means she was very serious. She was Kovid Rosh. So the Gemara says, how is that Araya? How is Chana a model that everyone else has to also be Kovid Rosh? Chana had a unique situation. Mimai Dilma Chana Shiny. Chana was different because Havas Maria Liba Tova. She was very bitter. She wanted children, of course. So that's, she was just stating the fact of the pasuk Maras Nefesh. But that's not a prerequisite to Tefillah per se. There's no Araya from Chana. Ela Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mihacha from a different pasuk by David HaMelech. Vani barov chazdecha avove secha eshachve al hecha kachecha birasecha, that I entered into your house to daven, says David Melch, birasecha, with yira, with kovid rosh. So we know based on David. So the Gemara says David was also unique. Mimai Dilma David shiny. David was different. David mitzar nafshe birachme tuva, because he was davening very much. He needed a lot of rachamim. David was a unique individual, but he went through a lot. But to say that the regular person needs to have such kovid rosh, what's the raya? So Ella Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mehacha, from the following pasuk it says Hishachvu Lashem Behadras Kodesh. So you bend to Hashem, you bow to Hashem in the beauty of Kodesh. Al Tikre Behadras Ella Bicherdas. We switch some letters around. We have that ability sometimes to switch letters around. Certainly Hayz and Cheses, and even here Dalad Resh of the order. But we have a drash of Hadras means a Bicherdas Lashon Charada, with trembling of fear, Yira and Hachna. Gemara says Mimai. How do you know that's a raya? Maybe the pasuk really should be taken at face value. Lahadras mamish, with beauty. And kiha the Rav Yehuda having mitzayin nafshe, he would dress himself up. You should daven in a proper dress and proper clothing. Hidr. That's what it means. There's no drasha of a chadras. So what's the rai that one has to daven in such a way? So Ella Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Mehacha, from the following pasuk, Ivdus Hashem biyira vigilu birada. The person must serve Hashem biyira with fear, and even vigilu, even when there's simcha of gilu, it has to be birada with trembling, has to be balanced with a proper form of yira shemayim. So my vigilu birada, what does it mean gilu birada? It's a steer, it's an oxymoron. So Amar of Ada bar Masa Amar Abba bimakam gila sham tehe ruada. When there's simcha, you have to have that balance with a certain level of hachna and fear and acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara brings a ma'isa now. Abai have a Yosef kamed the Rabba. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba, and Chazya, he saw Rabba, saw Abaye to have a kabad echtuva. Abai was like laughing, really incredible amounts of simcha, overjoyed. So Amar, the gilu berada ksiv, how could he be so happy? It says gilu, but berada, whatever the simcha, you need to balance it with some level of rada. You're too happy, he says. Amar le, Abai says back, ana tefillin manachna, I'm putting tefillin on. What do you expect? I'm very happy. You're putting on tefillin, and Rashi explains what's so special about tefillin. Tefillin manachna, Rashi says, v'heim edus shemam shelas kono imasharsi olai, that I'm happy, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is my ruler, he's my king, how can I not have any type of simcha? Rabbeinu Yonah points out that Abai was so happy because he had a few days he was sick. He couldn't wear tefillin. So this is the first time he wore tefillin in many, many days, so that's why he was so happy. The Gra writes as follows. He says, there's an inyan of tefillin when it comes to simcha v'sasam. He says that if you look in the tefillin, on the tefillin shorosh, we have a shin on two sides, so that spells sus. That's an inyan of sus of a simcha. He points out there that the shin on the right side has three branches, and the shin on the left side has four branches. He says the gimel, branches versus dollar branches. That represents gimel dollars, gomel dalim, the Gemara says. When a person gives, those who need. A gomel to the dal, to those who are empty. He also says the gimel avos and the dal imaos, that's 3 and 4. When two opposites come together, he says that's when a person claps. The right and left come together, that's sasam v'simcha. So tefillin represents the sasam v'simcha. When two opposites come together, that's why he was so happy. So then the Gemara says, I guess maybe we'll stop here. The next piece goes on to breaking the glass. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow, animal beer, but the toast on top of Laman Aleph, that's why I spoke about on tomorrow's daf and practice on all daf, about breaking the glass under the chuppah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
The story that this guy...